Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon. September 5th. When I began studying the seventh step, which says, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings, my list of shortcomings included an extensive catalog of feelings. I humbly asked God to remove my anger, fear, and guilt. I looked forward to the day when I would never experience any of these emotions again. Of course, that day never arrived. Instead, I have learned that feelings aren't shortcomings. The true nature of my problem was my stubborn refusal to acknowledge feelings, to accept them, and to let them go. I have very little power over what feelings arise, but what I choose to do about them is my responsibility. Today, I can accept my feelings, share about them with others, recognize that they are feelings, not facts, and then let them go. I'm no longer stuck in a state of seemingly endless rage or self-pity, for when I give myself permission to feel whatever I feel, the feelings pass. My emotions have not been removed. Instead, I have been relieved of shortcomings that blocked my self-acceptance. Today's reminder. When I take the seventh step, I pray that whatever interferes with my higher power's will for me may be removed. I don't have to have all the answers. I need only be willing. We didn't necessarily get the results we wanted, but somehow we always seemed to get what we needed. In All Our Affairs, from the book Courage to Change, copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023, copyright Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.